So I kind of think that I said hello everybody a lot in my introductions, right? I mean, I started, but I think I said a lot of hello everybody. So I want to change it to something sweet and nice. I think that maybe I can refine it. So how about I just go and flow with it? So welcome to a special and dynamic podcast recording with someone that I call him Ogami and he doesn't respond. He calls me Brown Boss. And I'm like, hi, go on, away. I say, oh, it's fine, ciao. So I have Timmy Pixel here. It's a very different episode in the Genius of Podcast because I thought about him that we've probably never talked about before and probably not talked about a lot in the business industry. But firstly, let me introduce myself. My name is Jeremiah Folarinsho, a product designer, a product design instructor as well, and an added skill, a podcaster that is a content creator. And I have with me here Timmy Pixel, a designer, I won't say a money guru, but maybe that does not completely define it. But a lot of talk, I let him to do his introduction. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, for sure. My name is Timmy Dope Odunton. I'm a creative designer. I specialize in branding. I also do a lot of things. I create content sometimes, and also I'm a very big fan of knowing how to manage your money. A very, very big aspect of understanding how important it is to manage your money as a manager. Because it's actually very pivotal. So you as a creative must learn how to manage your money. So I think it's very important to me. So I'm very passionate about it. So I've been designing for close to like maybe 8 years of my life now. So career-wise, there's a lot of things that I would like to share today. So I'm so pumped to share a lot of things from this end.
Yeah, thank you very much. Honestly, thank you for being here. It's been a long time since I last recorded a podcast. I think it's been like, say, 2 months. The last one was with Hawa versus the Homo sapiens agenda. But it's fine. So I think the first question I would want to ask, which is like a ritual I'm starting out in the podcast, which is a scenario whereby... how do I explain it? Okay, whereby the previous guest or the current guest drops a question for the next guest. So a question can be anything, right? It can be from any part, from a career, personal, but then it comes in the way that at the end of the call, you drop a question for the next guest for the Designers of Podcast. So it could be, I don't know, let me give you advice. So I will just start, since you're the first person I'm starting this thing with. I would ask a random question, right? I would ask a random question. And the question is, what's your motivation to life, really?
I think it has to do with purpose. It has to do with legacy. It has to do with helping people become better. That's my purpose to life, because I think my life is not just about me alone. So it's little to what I can do when I'm alive, but whatever I'm going to be doing when I'm alive now, will it outlive me? So that's my core purpose, my core motivation. So I don't want to live a life without being able to impact as many lives as I could.
Fair enough. Purpose is very key, actually, to life. And I think that a man with purpose, a man following his purpose, is a man that's destined for greatness and impact, really. Thank you for sharing, Tim. So I'm going to now go up or move our conversation to the move up, which is like the obvious question, right? What made you learn about money?
I used to tell people this story. It has to do with brokenness. Being broke is not a good thing. Being broke is not really a good thing. It's a very bad thing. It's a very bad thing in the sense that 1 minute you had a very big gig very, very sweet gig that you get a very good money, and the second minute you don't have anything on you again. You start from 100 to zero. So I think the fact that money is important as a creative, money inspires us to do what we want. And even as much as we deceive ourselves a lot, the reason why we are doing what we are doing is far beyond just loving what we are doing. Money is the motivation of why we are doing what we are doing. So I think the fear of my experience of what made me go from 100 to zero that particular day after getting a very big kick. I was in university then, so I had a client which was an international client, which was actually a very big client of mine. I got the money. Immediately I got the money, I spent all the money so bad. Like, the only thing I spent the money was food. After that day, I had to calculate was food, not in the was food. How can somebody spend 100K as at 2013 on food alone? Doesn't really make sense. So I think that's what really made me learn about money.
All right. That's very interesting. So I wrote something down, which is from one masterclass you took. That was at Road Trip was masterclass. I think it's like quoting you directly. You said, as a creative, we make money for a season and go broke for a season. So the statement attached to that is, if you would like to better improve your financial literacy, come and learn from a fellow creative like you and me. So what it means is that you're talking from experience. You're not talking from a place of just knowledge. You have the full-time experience as to what has happened, right? And I remember that conversation where you really, you feel like you're talking to me. Because not too long after that time, I made like a lot of money from a particular job that I did. And at this point, I want to believe that you all are having fun and you are following through this particular recording. Anyways, it's an opportunity for me to wish you guys a happy new year and to compliment you all on entering into the new season. So as we continue with this episode, I would like to inform you all that for this particular year, we are going to focus on releasing episodes consistently and not go on long breaks like we did in previous years. But anyways, continue and enjoy the show. Cheers. So I have like another question. Some of the terrible financial decisions we creatives you make, say Jeremiah, what have been those, or Timmy, what have been those financial decisions you have made and we creatives we generally make?
So one of the terrible financial mistakes I've made is using all my money to eat. I think I will start with that. I know I'm not the only one on this journey. As much as I know, I love eating. I love all these things called nice meals. And there's one thing that we as a creative do most times. We spend so much on feeding. It says that whenever we are working, we always want to have snacks around. So we spend so much on feeding. And number two terrible decision I've actually made, I think I spend so much on getting gadgets. I'm not saying it's bad to get gadgets. I'm not saying it's bad. So it's always okay to get gadgets. But there are some times that you can't be strategic about how you plan for that. So if you don't plan for it and you just decide to just put everything you earn from that particular project on that gadget, I don't think it's a wise idea. I think we should learn to save for many things. So the number three terrible decisions I've ever made is giving. I'm a very, very generous giver. So I give a lot. So it's okay to give. It's okay to give, but I think we should always also be strategic about giving. So we should plan our giving. I used to advise people, make sure you plan your giving. Don't give as spirit leads. It's okay. You feel like it's okay if you feel you want to give as a spirit leads. But at the same time, even God, we understand that it gave you resources, and you should learn how to manage that resources, because it's not God is a miracle worker, he's not a magician. So he understands that you have human wisdom. He understands that you actually know what you need to do. So that's why it gives you your mindset, it gives you the wisdom to be able to chart through the course of life. So sometimes you have to plan your giving. So don't give everything. You don't say you actually have today and you decide to give it somebody all the things you made that month. Or maybe somebody called you and tell you that, can you help me with this particular money? And you decide to just give the person. There are many of my money that is outside now that I've not even gotten back because I borrowed everybody. I was on a borrowing spree. And it didn't go well for me. So that's the three terrible decisions I've ever made. I would have said buying clothes. I'm not the clothes buying kind of person, but I think many creatives buy a lot, spend so much on clothing. So that's basically it.
Yeah, that point where you said many creatives spend so much on clothing, it was like Jeremiah, now you different talk. Well, that's because I like good clothes. I like simple, but apparently simple clothes are equally expensive to.
Actually, you know, it's always very good to look good as a creative. It's very good to look good, but sometimes you don't spend. You have to spend within your means. You don't have to. You can't be earning 100K. I mean, wearing a Nike of 90K. That's not wise.
True, Sha. That's actually very true. I mean, this throws me back to a particular experience I had. So I think 2 years down the line, this was a very, I think, valid thing to do, Sha. But then if I had this knowledge, I might not have taken a decision. I was earning some money then. And I think I had to save two of my salary to get, or two of my pay to get a Dell XPS 15. And the amount at the time, obviously, is more expensive now, but the amount at the time was crazy. So if I had this knowledge, I most definitely would not have made that decision, because then that is not me living within my means. I mean, getting gadgets is good, is right. It's fine for my career. In fact, it's the right thing to do. But then again, I think that there are better ways to approach it. How about I save for longer, or I get one that I can use it being farmable to have the better one. Yeah, thank you. So another question, like a follow-up question to that, which is, since we've identified like the issues, or you were able to identify your own issues, right, in all of those financial battles, since you're able to identify the path of food and getting gadgets, how did you manage it? Also telling us, how do we manage our finances better?
Okay, I think when I discovered that, I think I had to reach out to someone to understand it more better. I think then I subscribed to Money Africa. I had to subscribe to Money Africa just to learn about finance. So I've not spoken about this thing so much. I subscribed to Money Africa subscription for a year. So that was my first step to understand how to. So I was able to learn the basics about budgeting, about planning your finance, investing in stocks and things like that, money management and all those things. But there were no enough for me. Not until when I came across somebody which is my current financial mentor now, Mr. Olaleye Awe. So he has been the one. You know, there's one thing about knowledge, and there's one thing about accountability. So if you gather knowledge, and if you don't have somebody you can be accountable to, no matter how determined you are, I promise you, you are not going to make an effort. See, finance, there's something called discipline. So that discipline without accountability is not going to work. There's no matter how disciplined you are, you have to have somebody that can put you in check whenever you're going out of your way. So the first thing I learned basically for me was budgeting. Even though I've learned about budgeting from Money Africa and everything, so I had to go and I meet him. He had a mentorship group. I joined his mentorship group. He was able to put me through the. I had to follow the system and the structure of budgeting. So when I say system and structure of budgeting, it came with accountability. Because they were very, it was a system and structure that was built on strong accountability. And you don't have any choice than just to be accountable. Because without you being accountable, there's a fine that attracts it. If you are not accountable and you don't meet up with your targets, so there's a fine to it. So that fine is not basically to his own pocket. It's to build the community, to make the community better. So I had to force myself to succumb. So it helped me. I'm proud to see that I'm saving. I have a target for savings in the year. I start my year with a budget. I start my month with a budget. So I don't spend above my means. I start every day. I know if I'm leaving my house today, there's a fund for emergency in case if anything comes up that I can't. That is emergency, that is very important. I have to create a means for it. If not, I will dip my hand into my savings. So I think building a structure and a system for how your finance go in and go out is very important as a creative. If you don't have a system and structure to it, you can't, and not just having a system and structure, you have to be strict and you have to be accountable. So you can follow through with those system and structure. So it's very important as a creative, have a budget, start every day, every month, every day of your life, every time, every inflow and every outflow. You should actually have a record for it. You should actually have a record of what is coming in the beginning of the year and what is going out. Even when you have excess cash, you still need to have an account. You need to have a proper record for it. If not, I promise you, you are going to, that's when somebody will tell you that I just made 1 millionaire this week. I don't know how it just went. Money not the fly now. Money does not fly. Money does not work. It's the way you treat it that determines if it's going to stay or it's going to go. So that's basically it.
Mm. So money does not fly and money does not work. Hey, God of mercy. This knowledge, it's just like, hey, let me take this same knowledge and go back in time and apply it. But it's fine. Life moves on. So you mentioned budgeting earlier on. Would you mind sharing some budgeting tips or tricks, ways to budget? I remember we had a conversation one time on more or less you shared a particular spreadsheet with me, a budgeting spreadsheet, more like a finance spreadsheet. But would you mind sharing some tips on how we can budget for persons that do not have that particular resource?
Okay. So first, it has to start with record keeping. People, every newbie in record keeping, I used to advise them, first thing you need to do, first, you need to understand, you need to write out your basic expenses. What are the things you spend money on in a month? What are the things that takes money out of your pocket in a month? That things that you know that you can't do without, they are very, very vital to you, and which is feeding and I think shelter is important. Your data is important. Those are the things that are basic. So any other expenses that is coming your way are not important. So write out those things that are very important. Those basic expenses that are very important. Giving money to your girlfriend, I don't think is actually very important because it shouldn't even come into your budget. I used to say this thing and I will say it again. Giving money to your girlfriend, it's good, it's nice, but it's not something you should actually put in your budget. Giving Chinedu one money is not part of your basic expenses. You can always create a different structure for your giving, and your giving should not be above what you are earning. You can be giving maybe like 1% of what you are earning, and when you've exceed that giving in a month, don't give anything else again. So if anybody's asking for any help, tell the person to come next month, that you plan them in your budget for next month. So I think you should actually be structured. You should actually build a structure. Write down, it starts with record keeping. Write down the things that you spend money on that you know you can't do without. Write them out. Those things are going to give you a direction on how to prepare a proper budget system.
Oh, perfect. That makes a lot of sense. So I think that the conversation of money is equally sweet when the person is having cash flow, or it's be easy when the person is having cash flow. In a situation whereby, say for example, Jeremiah doesn't have regular cash flow, say Jeremiah ends once in 2 months, and maybe he has to budget for 2 months at a stretch. Are there anything, or is there anything you should look out for in that kind of situation, or the same structure still applies to it?
I think it's the same structure. Okay, now let me tell you something. Jeremiah is not earning anything. How would Jeremiah hit if he is the one staying alone? How would Jeremiah fend for himself if he's the only one staying alone? See, I think most times we give excuses for not preparing a budget because, you know, there was no inflow coming in that month. Okay, what about, are you not having any plan that you're going to eat that month? If you are going to live your life based on what you had in the past, so how are you going to structure it so you won't spend more than what you have? So for instance, now there are months, I used to tell somebody that as a creative, you don't need a lot of projects in a year. You need just 3 big projects that can sustain you in a year. You don't need to work for everybody. And I think it's because that's a different topic. I think it's because we want to work for every brand, and that's where we get exhausted. So you can do a local project and charge like 1 point something million naira, which is going to serve you for maybe some few months. So your inflow might not be consistent like that. But are you trying to tell me that if you're staying alone, you don't have a father, you don't have a mother, you're not going to plan what you're going to eat, you're not going to plan how you're going to eat, you're not going to plan how you're going to fend for yourself, how you're going to get data for that month? So budgeting should not be based on when you have a flow or when there is any money coming in. You should actually budget. You should actually plan everything in that month as you're entering into the new month.
Very key. Like, super sweet. Yes, I know that some creatives, particularly a lot of creatives that don't work full-time and do a lot of freelance, they don't, or they might not have as much cash flow, right? Or as much irregular cash flow like the way some others would. And your response, like, you properly answered the question. Thank you very much. Finally, do you have like a closing advice for us before, you know, any nudges? Okay, well, Jeremiah, take these 20,000 naira and test budgeting. I'm joking, but yeah. Closing advice, maybe.
Okay. My closing advice for every creative is that whatever you don't structure, whatever you don't plan, you will not enjoy, you will not sustain it. Whatever you don't plan, you don't structure, you will not sustain it. So sustenance requires a lot of discipline. It requires a lot of consistency. I'm not saying you are going to wake up tomorrow and become a very good budget expert. See, you will fail severally, you will fall severally, you will make mistakes, you will decide to run away from accountability sometimes, but let me not lie to you, it's very important you do it, despite the fact that, you know, let me give you an example of myself. It took me, after learning a lot about budgeting, even having a mentor, it took me close to 6 months to be accountable, because it was very hard. It was a lot of things. a lot on my side because I feel like all those things I like buying, all those chocolate, all those things I like eating, I won't be able to eat them again. All those times I go for grilled chicken and things like that, I won't be able to go for them again. So you will fall severally, you will make mistakes severally as a creative when you're planning your budgets. But please and please make sure you do it. Just make sure you continue. Make sure you're consistent. Make sure you are always showing up to budget every month, because that's the only way you can be consistent. That's the only way you can be an expert.
Yeah. Valid and value given. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. This is a conversation that I've been wanting to have, and one that I'd also been wanting to record and put out on my podcast. And honestly, this is like I don't use the word dream, but I want to use like an achievement for me. I mean, to talk about money and in some type of way to learn us all about it. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm so honored.
You're very welcome. And then our ritual, what question would you leave for the next guest?
Next question I'll leave for the next guest is, okay, in the world of I want to be the badass designer, I want to be the badass in everything I do, I want to be the best technical person, how are you planning for life after you've gone?
Well, it gave me to start out of this particular conversation. I'm beginning to think about my life. But most times
we think about we want to be the badass motion designer, but we don't even think about life after. What will people say when you're gone? It's not about I know of many best creative designers that died, the daddies of design, the daddies of graphic designer. It's what they actually did, the impacts they made that matters. Do you know why people still look at Isaac Newton and still talk about it today? Was the impact it made? So don't be buried in I want to be the best this. Be buried in I want to, how can I make this person a better person? How can I make this project a better project? Even despite the fact that I pick up the project, how can I do this thing much more better? Not I want to be. Your life should not be based on how I want to be, it's on how I can actually impact these social people better.
Oh, solid, right? Solid. And that's it. I will see you in the next podcast. Cheers, guys.